undo if you've ever come to a prayer meeting and turn it into a praise meeting. That is a good aspect of it. Lord, draw us nigh to his people as we praise him. Let's take our Bibles and turn to James chapter 4. I feel like I did not finish those two verses last week, but I feel like when I went back and looked at it, I almost so we got to do a lot of review here. And honestly, it's interesting. I was preaching last Wednesday. I did not know that the missionary was going to be leaving Sunday afternoon. So also, I was like, oh, that puts me on. So now I'm ready to speak for Sunday night. And lo and behold, we're speaking on the same topic. Evil speaking. Same word. Like, okay, well now I've got to come back the next Wednesday and finish up the sermon. I'm thinking, God, you can miss three times in a row. Boom, boom, boom. So I'm trying to figure out who is more than me. Because the Lord is kind of knocking on my heart here. So let's go ahead and just review a little bit. I think it's not going to hurt us at all. The man here tells us that we are not to speak evil one of another. Is that referring to only private, personal, secret speech against someone else? No, talk about that. It can mean that. But it's any speech, whether it be public or private, whether it be true or false. No, false. It's false, certainly. False in that category. And you can speak the truth. I think the key word here is speak not evil against one another, and as I say, the key word of it is, a literal aspect of that is speak, just the word speak, and it's the word against. That word is used in other places, like in Numbers, but people spake against God and against Moses, or Psalm 50, verse 2, thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. So, I think that really is the key. Did you know Satan is against us? That's not what we found, but if you begin to think about that, everything that is good, right, that's for us, God's for us, that God's for us, we can be against us. He's not for us. Take that, but if God is for us, Satan is against us. If you want to know what evil speaking is like, where we stand when we do this type of thing, we stand in the foot prince of Satan, because he is an accuser of the brother. Now you have to ask the question, does Satan say things that are true about us? Does he have any sin that he could point to in my life and accuse me before the throne of God? Does he speak untrue about me? Probably. But the key is, he is speaking against me. What we saw last Sunday night, I think, is part of the key to get to is if you have evil speaking, then that also means that you have what in your heart? Malice. Good. All right. Good memory. So malice, and what's the other one? Malice and envy. Yep, envy's underneath it. Over here on this side, we got malice and guile. Hypocrisy. Down the expression of guile and of malice is all the ways of that. I think at the heart of this is lack of love. I think about Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15, which says that if one is a believer, speaks what? The truth in. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. I think you know this. It does not need to jog your memories. Turn over to Ephesians chapter 4. All right. The opposite is, well, we won't get into it. Let's look at verse 15. But speaking truth in love. Isn't that interesting? What's the two things that crop in our hearts? We've got malice, and we've got guile. truth is the opposite of guile, and love is the opposite of malice. He says, if you want to do this, your whole purpose of your speech is so that you can make other people grow up. So I think you say, you know, I'm really struggling about this. Am I doing this sin? The question comes back to, it's not, I can't really judge. And I say, well, you know what? I'm only speaking the truth about them. That does not necessarily mean that we're not committing sin or speaking. And you might be speaking about them, and the truth might be that they're dirty, low-down rascals. The question is, for them, what is your heart? Or words, somehow, scare you. I hope by exposing you to some people, maybe speaking in such a way that you're beating others. You love them. You're speaking in such a way that people, maybe you're using somebody else. You might have to talk about somebody. There's an aspect when it says evil speaking doesn't mean that you can never talk in such a way that doesn't mean you talk about the bad. I think you absolutely have to have love in your heart. And that love will guide your motivation. There's no reason to tell it. So this is what the provision, the prohibition is against. This speaking in such a way that you're speaking against. Now we see the motivation here, the cause of why we do this. Turn back to you. Means better. And he says, he that speaketh evil of his brother actually judges him. You're already sitting in this place of condemning him. You've already got him pegged. You're already ready to judge them in such a way that them. And he says, when you do this, you actually speak evil of the law and judge. The element says you are not a doer of the law at that moment, judge. But a judge is not a doer. We looked at last time, what is the law that someone is actually breaking? Not doing it. Verse 8, if ye fulfill the royal law according to scripture, what is that? Thou shalt love thy neighbor. There's the law. And I'm over here telling, you know what I'm going to do? You break the law all the time. At that very moment, I'm breaking the law. I don't think that I'm underneath the law. I'm actually outside the law. No, I'm above the law. By judging the law, he says, he said, you have no right to be judged. Because there is one law that people save. So there's an aspect of contrasting attitudes. One is that when we speak evil against other people, we invariably are rising up in pride. When you are filled with pride, you are not in humility. Because humility is the response we saw in chapter 1. That's the response to the trial, that you get down low, you're swift to hear and slow to speak. You receive with meekness the engrafted word, and you're careful not to be a hearer, but a doer of the word. So that's this aspect. You are no longer a doer of the law. It says, the lawgiver, he is a, first of all, to save. To save one's soul. You know that brother, that Christian, that low-down scoundrel Christian brother, we've already picked it. We've already picked it. No, there's only one who has the power. Helmet that ought to give us comfort. You don't have to worry, run around and try to be police or feel like we've got to make sure everything's feeling an injustice that we can feel on my expression. We can commit justice in our lives. We have the power to bring justice. We don't have to do that trying to enact that judgment by our own words and our own communication. The bitterness of our heart against God. We can trust God, and that can really give a lot of liberty to us. To give, because we know that God is in your son. Or we want to, we hate someone, we're against an aspect that we want to take upon ourselves. God. So he begins this verse 12 with this startling slap. Who art thou? Maybe we can say it this way. Who do you think you are? Your God. Does he know who's usurping the place of God? I will be like this. That person may be doing wrong. I wouldn't follow that aspect. I would advise you. I would encourage. I'd warn someone else to do that. But I will be careful. God is an aspect on one side. Boy, it can happen so fast. It can happen so innocently in my life. All of a sudden, I'm speaking words. But it's coming out. But something. You know that because I was in prayer over the bathroom. So, I said, Lord, there's only a few people ever caused me. I'm on the lie detector test. Lord, sometimes. But no, and I don't know, it was like a slap in the face. I thought, I didn't say that. You pray for me. I don't want to have that spirit of pride. There's an aspect of this that kind of reaches out and says, whoa! God, give me to that place where I'm a doer of the law, that I love, thank God. We talked about it in the Sunday. God, give me that place where I'm a doer. Makes it almost as I think it's impossible. Impossible to speak against it. You have. I'm thankful for God giving me a law. Woe is me. Woe crash. Falls into this pride. Satanic. See the nature of sin.